The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:06 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. The first person who calls gets a set of tickets to Bus Stop. Yeah, that's right. Bus Stop. It's a play that's happening here. Hey, we're also streaming on KCNR1460.com. I checked it all out this morning. Everything seemed to be working just perfectly. Good morning there, Bad Bob. I've already got Dad Bob turning in his seat going, where's that?
Well, you talked to us about not being on schedule. I just switched everything right up.
I just did.
Monday morning, are you paying attention?
If anybody was up this morning, it's the 31st of August. It's the last day of August 2015. Good morning, sweetie.
Good morning. It is. It's the last day of August, 7:06 in the morning. Today we're going to have a sunny day. You know, it's so nice. It's so refreshing to look at this forecast because, you know, as you all have witnessed living here in the North State, we've had hazy forecasts of hazy days for 2 weeks. So today calls for a sunny day with temperatures around 95, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 64. Tomorrow sunny with 93, mostly clear with 62. Wednesday, mostly sunny, 86. Love these temperatures. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They're locally owned and operated, where they do give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, Carl did say, that's why he's running in the other room to get it. Hear that? I want to tell you about a new play that's at Riverfront Playhouse, Bus Stop. Of course, we know that's the famous movie, Marilyn Monroe. I think, was she Oscar nominated for that?
I don't know. She should have been Oscar nominated for a lot of things.
This would have been a movie that her peers started to look at her as, well, maybe she can't act. In the middle of a howling snowstorm, a bus out of Kansas City pulls up at a small roadside diner. Anyway, it's a comedy, but it's a serious comedy as well.
It's a dramatic comedy.
Thank you very much. Directed by Chris Branscombe, and of course, the play Bus Stop. We have tickets this morning. The show times for the ticket will be on, which is our media night, September 16th. That's Wednesday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. Give us a call now, 605-4567. That's 605-4567 on this Monday morning. You and three of your guests can go to a play on us. Give us a call.
Okay, let's see if any of you all are up and working today. Now, remember this Wednesday free show into Shasta College Theater, September 2nd from 12:30 to 2 p.m. is The Hunting Ground. The Hunting Ground. It's a documentary about the dangers of being on campus. Yeah, that's right. And the reason they're showing it in the district attorney's office is the one that's presenting this, along with Shasta College. And it's from the Academy Award-nominated filmmakers of The Invisible War. So, you know, the bottom line on this is that when you go off to college, you have to be aware of what's going on around you. You can't just walk in and think, you know, that everything's fine. One in four college students are sexually assaulted on campus. And that doesn't mean somebody saying something nasty to them. That means somebody touching or, advances like that. Anyway, that's going to be Wednesday at Shasta College. It's called The Hunting Ground. It's free from 12:30 to 2 p.m., but you got to call out there, 242-7626, and ask for tickets. Either call the Dean of Students Office or Campus Safety, 242-7910. I think it's going to be powerful. You know what? If we can get there, I would like to get there for that showing because
Isn't it noon? It's at 12:30, which is nice.
It goes from 12:30 to 2 p.m.
Thank you, Bob.
That's right.
Hey, Gary, you won the tickets. We'll have them at the front. Congratulations. That's the bus stop tickets. We'll have them at 1326 Market Street here in the front.
Yeah, thanks, Gary.
A couple, you know, we also want to acknowledge there's a few people that that have passed away, one of which is our self-help guru. I don't know if you ever did, but I got to tell you that there's been at least a couple books that I read that were Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Really? Did you do that?
Yes, of course.
I didn't know
that. He's a self-help guru, especially in the 80s. He died at 75. He wrote over 30 books. And, of course, he just traveled the world. And he was a leader in that world. So prayers to the family of Dr. Wayne Dyer. Also, Wes Craven, the creator. And they both of these guys passed away at 75. That's kind of young, in my opinion.
Well, you know, Wes Craven, when you looked at him, you know, first, and he did, of course, did what he did the
slasher.
Nightmare on
Elm Street. He did the slasher teen films.
Right. And then, but you know what? You think about it. Here's a guy that you looked at him, he didn't look like he was 75. Oh, no. He looked like he was in his 80s. Easily. I just wonder if they're riding and they ride that fast life out there.
I don't know if Wes Craven did that, but, you know, he's probably
a
worker. You know, I think these guys, they live and breathe their work. Now, some people are super happy with that, but, you know, I mean, who knows? Maybe he had dealt with health issues. But the thing with Wes Craven is that he did start the slasher teen Nightmare on Elm Street, and then he did the spoofs. He did the spoofs afterwards. Where do you go after you've done 20 million, you know, slasher films? And you go, I'm just, you know, exaggerating with the number. And then you go to the spoofs. But anyway, he brought a whole culture to the world.
Some of his highlights, The Hills Have Eyes. These are cult films.
Has anybody seen that one? Oh, let me tell you, that one's weird. Okay, that was
Swamp one. Thing.
Swamp Thing.
Remember Swamp
Thing? Oh, okay. Yeah, that was an old one.
Yep. Twilight Zone, the movie, which ended in the tragedy with Rick Morrow and the kids.
The two children that were killed during the filming of this.
Yeah.
What did Craven have to do with that? I thought that was Spielberg or Lucas.
Craven Twilight Zone, he was the director. Spielberg was the producer.
Okay, maybe that was it. Oh.
And here's one you have to see, The Serpent and the Rainbow, film.
I saw
it.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, that is a weird...
Really? I want to see that.
That's
now.
A weird movie. You do not have to be on drugs to watch that movie and feel some kind of weirdness.
kind of like Dune.
Let's see here.
No, that's me. Oops. Is that me? There we go. Sorry.
But, quite a legacy he left behind. Including Scream, the whole Scream series.
He did Scream?
Yeah.
I didn't know he did that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He found his genre.
The whole series
he found his genre.
Yeah.
Hey, I found my genre this weekend, too. It's called falling into the bed and collapsing and not hearing anything.
Well, it helps to binge watch. Your sleep number bed, I'll tell ya.
You get into your
bed.
You
watch TV.
The problem is we don't get Netflix into the other room because it runs through a series of you know what, things well beyond the bounds of mortal man to figure out.
How you run a cable into the other room.
A wireless system that, because of a house we have built in 1941 that has thick plaster walls and metal inside the walls, that anything beyond 25 feet away does not travel in our house. So we're trying to figure out. Anyway, so we're on our sleep number beds, binge watching The Tudors. And I still haven't figured out what that
was. The Killing.
The Killing and, you know, several others. Anyway, but you sleep so well. It doesn't get any better. And my sleep number setting is 40.
I've been playing around with mine. At one time, I think I originally started at 55, and I go up and down. It's been like, especially with the fires, you know, from Northern California, I think that I've wanted to do more sleep in the bedroom with the air purifier. So I've gone down to 45 and to 40, and that's the beautiful thing about having your dual controls. So I can do whatever I want to do on my side. And we know that when you share a bed with somebody, sometimes you give up your side or, you have to, this is your perfect place in your life where you really have to. What? Share your space.
For all those people who think you can't afford a sleep number bed because it's just too expensive, wrong. Wrong, wrong. Right now, they're having the biggest sale of the year right now. Save 50% on the Labor Day limited edition bed. Yes, American made, rated number one by Consumer Reports. It is a Sleep Number bed. You will not be sorry that you went down to the store, down in the Target shopping center, see Brian or Janice or any of the professionals in there, and they're going to put you on the bed and you're going to see just how good you can sleep. And by the way, they also have Sleep Number IQ beds for your kids, so you can see how they're sleeping and how you can help them out. Sleep Number, you know what? We've been using this bed now for a couple years, and I can't say we've ever slept better. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Is the Forest Service running out of money to fight fires? And if it's not, why not?
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's hot and smoky, and yet they're on the job 24 hours around the clock, protecting our lives, our homes, and our property. From all of us on the China Fire and all the fires in the North State, a huge thank you for all you do. You saved our homes and patrolled our streets, keeping the looters at bay. Although we were without electricity, most of us returned to our homes standing safe, if a little singed. To our firefighters and our police force, thank you seems so trivial. We are sincerely indebted to you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
KCNR 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR 1460 AM.
The world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 7:20 in the morning here at KCNR 1460. 68 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Dez. Welcome to America. Dun, 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 dun. Gosh, you see other things going on. Talked about, we have Taste of Greece going on September 12th. And this is the Library Foundation. A unique evening featuring Greek cuisine, beverages, and live auction. Dance to the music of the Pat Karch Quartet. The Pat Karch Quartet. Tickets available at the Friends Bookstore inside the Reading Library, and enjoy the store. You know, it's going to be a good time there. And I think everybody.
Taste of Greece. It's always a spectacular event.
That's on the 12th. Now, a candlelight ceremony on September 11th. At the September 11th memorial in the city of Shasta Lake. This is just a tremendous memorial, and they have pieces of the original World Towers that they have in their memorial. One of the things that are happening, of course, is our heroes are riding, as we speak, heading to Arlington, see the shining sea. They must be getting close, where they're going to inter those six heroes they took with them, the unclaimed heroes, taking with them to be interred in Arlington. And it's going to start, in fact, tomorrow. So they're in town. 1 September, their briefing time is 8:30. Their staging time is 8:30. Briefing's at 9, and kickstand's up at 9:15. And they're heading over to Arlington. They're leaving from Dumfries, Virginia, which is just down the road from there. So many things going on. Cowboy Up, Think Pink. Is happening on September 19th. Wear your boots and get your pink on. Join us in the Reading Rodeo Arena for a steak feed. Proceeds will be donated to the NorCal Think Pink and the Reading Rodeo Association Agricultural Scholarship Fund. Enjoy music by the Northern Traditions, dancing live and silent auction, and a special tribute to breast cancer survivors. It's going to be starting at 6 p.m. for the dinner. Gates open at 5 p.m. You know, we were there last year. It was a great time.
It was wonderful, and they had great silent auction. Lots of guns,
and not only that, but some.
Now that you've done all your, you're trying to catch up with all of the things that are going on here. But let's get into the grit.
The grit. How about this? You know, remember me talking to you about how the water police found out that I was watering on the wrong day, and it wasn't because I meant to water on the wrong day. You know, I guess you could say that. No, officer, I did not mean to have that 1,250 pounds of marijuana in the back seat of my car. I didn't mean to do that. We have all of our sprinklers on a system. And when we changed the system out, half of them got changed and half of them didn't. Now, right. That was my fault because I probably pushed the wrong button. And so it was still, nothing was getting, you know, watered 6 days a week. It was only half was getting watered for 3 days, the right 3 days, and the other half was getting watered on the 3 days I shouldn't have been watering. Well, here I get a letter from the city saying, "Hey, you're watering on the wrong days." And I thought it was from the police, or the, you know, the water police that drive around.
Oh, who was it?
Well, it says, I see an article in the paper today, that neighbors are, quote, narking on their neighbors, and there's a hotline you can report people.
Oh.
But it's not anonymous, though. You have to leave your name and address. Which, you know, I think that's cool. I mean, otherwise you could go around and just make a lot of people's lives miserable. Now, I really think I know who did it, really, frankly. Did you get that? I really think I know who did it, frankly.
Could be.
Could be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could be. But you know what?
He thinks in order.
But what, you know what? There he is. But you know what? He was right.
You know what? It's okay.
Here's the thing is, once I got
it fixed,
immediately. Know, that day, I went over there. I had all the things redone, and so we're all watering the same day. And it should make everybody happy, unless, you know, because that was the only thing that was noticed. But isn't that interesting how you can say, hey, this guy's watering. Well, the reason it was brought up is because there's a person that was reported for not watering or for watering too much, right? And he says, my lawn's dead because I'm not watering. And he says, this is harassment. And he says, by the neighbors. He says, what if they keep reporting me? Does anybody just come out and check? And supposedly, according to the water people, yeah, you know what? If you're reported, they're going to go out and look. Mm. So that's, you know what? Okay. So we spent $30,000 on the water police. All we had to do was say, turn your neighbor in. Yeah. And, you know,
odds and evens, how 70s of everybody, right back to the Arbor Oil embargo. Remember those days? In California, you had to have an odd or even license plate.
Did, yeah.
That was fun times. Is it my day?
Is it my day?
And then
they only let you buy so much, right?
Yeah.
You know, now we're awash in oil. And the problem is now is that even though we're awash with oil, we're still trying to find ways of putting people out of business by saying by the year 2030, zero emissions from cars. 2030, zero emissions. Now, somebody explain to me, and you can't explain to truck people this, how are you going to have zero emissions on trucks that are hauling thousands of pounds? Unless you put more and more trucks on the road transporting hundreds of pounds. And then, you know, maybe they've tried it with the electric engines now. And the fact with that is it's semi not okay, but it's, you know, it's marginally not okay on a straight stretch. As soon as you start to go up a hill, guess what? Yeah. It drops off. The other thing, oh, we can use natural gas. Well, okay, how much is it going to cost to put natural gas filling stations all through the country? If you know, I mean, at least through California. So now you've got trucks running on natural gas in California, but you don't have to, you know, do that in other states. So what do you do then? So you just have your trucks that are working in California that have natural gas, and then where are all the, and who owns the stations that, you know, that where you refuel where it takes a long time? I guess you could have it so that you could come in and they lift off your tanks and they put in new ones like you do for if you're doing propane. I don't think it's that easy. We'll keep following this because we're going to have some people on talking about. And now they're talking about, okay, you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Now they're talking about not just the CARB for the trucks. Now they're talking about, the Clean California Air Resources Board is looking at warehouses where trucks come in. You know what? You're bringing trucks into this neighborhood. You should have to pay for that. You know, they're already got their CARB, you know, their trucks are already, we've already CARBed them up as much as we can. But there's still diesel in the air. Well, they wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. I swear I'm telling the truth. They're talking about if a business has trucks come to deliver anything, the diesel trucks, that then they may have to start buying carbon credits to offset the diesel trucks or the trucks coming in, like these big warehouses where you bring in your food and you bring in other things, that now the warehouses and those companies are going to have to start buying carbon credits because, hey, you're bringing carbon into your neighborhoods or into this area. Well, what's that going to do for the price
of everything? Where does it end? There's communities now that are outlawing the backyard barbecue.
I saw that. Can they do that?
Apparently so.
How can they? Well, because it's too much smoke?
Yeah.
Hmm.
A neighbor was offended, who happened to be vegetarian, offended by the smell of cooking meat and went to and found a part of the law that said, okay, cease and desist. And so barbecues have become outlawed.
No, wait, that couldn't have been in this north state here.
No, this was in Southern California. But it's coming.
I mean,
this is meat-eating territory.
I think that they didn't outlaw all. I think it was, wasn't it like large barbecues? I mean, it wasn't like in a backyard barbecue, was it? Was it?
I'm thinking camel's nose here.
Well,
a little bit at a time.
Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Been in the business for 70 years. Do you think that's one of the reasons that they've been successful for 70 years, that they have been rated one of the top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row? Could be. How about that their cardiac unit is rated in the top 50 hospitals in the nation? How about that? All of this because Shasta Regional Medical Center is treating people well. That's it. They do a lot for our community in so many different ways. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Let's take a break. You know what? When we come back, we've got a buddy out there that's talking about a great way to spend some time here in the next few weeks. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:33 in the morning, 68 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. Well, the summertime is kind of like dropping off here, except now it's just beautiful. 90s. Mid-80s, 90s, mid-80s, 100.
Love it when it's warm in the day, and then at nighttime you have to put a jacket on.
Well, it hasn't reached that point yet.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you go down there and you don't see what you want as far as beautiful jewelry, then you know what? Your taste is strange, because he's got everything there you could possibly want, from estate jewelry to literally – rings, 80,000, 90,000, 100,000. He's got it all.
He also buys gold and silver. So if, especially now with what's going on in the market, if you have been interested in bullion or different things, go to the experts at Four Winds Jewelry. Plus, if you have estate pieces or old watches, they have a repair, an official, like guy who can really take it apart and do it there. You need to have a jeweler that you can trust with your belongings. It could be something that you inherited and you're nervous about taking it to somebody that you really don't know. Well, Four Winds Jewelry can do that. 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Okay.
Hey, I'm really excited about a guest in our house, because this is our house. This is our little room, but we call it in the house. Mr. Kevin Kelly from our favorite Holiday Harbor Marina.
Thank you so much.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Are we on fire?
Hey,
look.
When you call me the other day, I was going, yes. I have so much fun on this show. It's like, sweet.
Well, you know what? We have a great time out of your place, too.
Thank you.
This is, okay, the lake.
What's happening right now?
What's happening?
You know, I was out the lake, and, you know, we're during the week, you know, weekend, we're a little short-staffed and stuff. You know, kids going back to school and people wanting to take days off. So I'm driving the shuttle because I like driving the shuttle. It gets me out of the office. And I go down and I go down to the marina. It's just glass. I mean, gorgeous glass. You can see the mountain reflecting off of the water. It was just so I went back up to the office. I said, wow, it is just a gorgeous day. It's 85 degrees, glass. People are coming off the lake going, oh, this is wonderful.
Well, I tell you what.
Might I share with
Friday.
We're going to do a patio boat for half a day. Take my folks are coming into town. They're going to be here, and my dad is bringing four poles. He really wants to fish. And it perfect. Never really have we ever fished on Shasta Lake?
Never.
Okay, so this is going to be a first. So we're really excited about that. But let's go back a little bit.
Just for a second. Can you have some guys out there? Maybe
pointing us where?
No. I mean, her dad's got some. You know, got the pole and water. Maybe when you come, you guys swim underneath.
Absolutely.
You know, hook a trout onto it. I don't care where you hook it on. You know, just because this is the kind of work you all do, to make your customers happy.
But see, here's the cool thing. You have friends and family in town. You just are trying to figure out what can you do that's special. Go out to Holiday Harbor, and they will hook you up. I have to say, okay, see, we have grandkids that came in for August for a week. All right, what do you know, here, activities every single day. When at the end of the week I said to them, what was the favorite thing? Just think fast, because these kids are smart and they're totally on it. Think fast, what was your favorite thing? Jet ski at the lake, the boat. So it was just, I didn't grow up here. So for me to have experienced the feeling of being in the lake is just velvet. Yeah. It's velvet water.
We have some customers. I talked to some customers yesterday. Came from Atlanta, Georgia. And they come every year. And they said, you know, we're already booking our boat for next year.
Oh, man.
But, you know,
you make family memories there.
Well, it is. And I tell you what I like. Well, you know, the thing is on the patio boat, I think that's my favorite boat because, I mean, we've been on the houseboat before, and that's great. I mean, you know what? Everything's really good. I can sleep. I can do anything on that one. But the patio boat has got shade. It has a barbecue. It has a bathroom. It has places to eat. Yep. You can park it easy. It sips gas.
Ice chest.
You can drive around. Ice chest.
Yes.
You know, it's got it all. And then if you want to, you know, drive it up and hook it into the bank, you can do that. And it just has.
Which is relatively easy. I drove the boat myself last time, and I felt empowered, actually. It was like, wow, I can maneuver.
I'm a boater.
I can maneuver this thing. Well, I used to have a big boat with twin engines, and I couldn't do that. But so anyway, this was really a special trip, and so we're thrilled to have you back on because we still have a lot more seasons, a lot more days in the season to go boating and go out and experience all of the goodies, the staycation of Holiday Harbor.
Absolutely, you know, and we're 30 feet higher than last year, so I mean,
we got
plenty of water.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Carl?
I knew it was a little bit more water than last year. I didn't know it was 30 feet.
Yeah, if you look at, you know, last year's date, same time, we're about 29, 30 feet higher than we were last year. So we have a lot more water. Did you get to drive the jet ski?
Oh, heck yeah.
Did I get to after she got in?
No, and that was my first time ever on a jet ski.
Yeah.
So it was a little, not intimidating, but it just, you know, you got a lot of power underneath you there.
Oh,
so it's
kind
of like a... Well, it would be like a snowmobile, but on the water. It's a different maneuver, but it kind of...
You drove real well.
But you have to kind of just respect the fact that there's
absolutely.
Power underneath you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I put the kids on the back, and they squealed, and it was just hilarious to hear them. They squealed the whole time, and that was an enjoyment for me.
What you got going out there now? I mean, you've got everything. You've got houseboats. You've got paddle boats. You've got fishing boats.
Yep.
You've got... Not paddle boats, paddle boards.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, maybe you do have paddle boats.
Ski boats?
Ski boats.
Oh, yeah, ski boats.
And things to haul behind them.
Yep. Inner tubes, you know, paddle boards, kayaks, canoes. You know, anything you can put on the water and enjoy the sun and the water and the outdoors, we pretty much have it.
And this is a great time to go.
It's a great time to go. Because it's not so hot. And for those people who really are heat sensitive, this is a perfect time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I say, yesterday was absolutely beautiful.
Well, I think Friday it's going to be 90-something, 94, 95. We're going to be out. But still, it's, you know, with you have shade. And, you know, you and I can just dive into the water.
What's been different for you this year with Holiday Harbor as opposed to last year? You're 30 feet higher, but, I mean, just in general, boating or people or mood?
What's different is that you pretty much have the lake to yourself, which is kind of sad. We haven't seen the crowds and everything that have come up this year versus not last year, but the year before. And I really don't understand because the lake's much higher, more water. It's easy to get on and off the lake. It's just frustrating to.
Is it because you hear everywhere you hear drought, 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 and that's where it is? I mean, all throughout the United States, all you hear, drought, and then they show photos of Folsom.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in Folsom, not realizing that we up here in Northern California have got lots of water in our lakes.
And that did happen early this year. And I think we just started off on the wrong foot. The media kind of painted us in a bad light. And that really hurt. Yeah.
Well, but you had something that happened lately.
Yeah. Yeah. A Bay Area station came up and called me and said, "Hey, I'd like to do an interview." And my immediate response was, "Absolutely not." Right. I said, "I hate you guys. Nothing personal, but you guys paint us in a bad light." And they said, "Well, explain why." So I went on. We spent about 30 minutes on the phone. He said, "I want to come up and do a different spin." I said, "If you're going to come up and do a different spin, I welcome that." So he came up, interviewed Harold from Sugarloaf, and interviewed me, and really did a great job. On the newscast, it was like about a 4 or 5 minute spot. And the last words that they said, "Go to Lake Shasta. They got plenty of water."
Well, you know what? You need that. And especially
thank you,
in the Bay Area.
And
hopefully that catches someplace down in L.A.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And maybe it would be worth it. Next year,
is to maybe
get down to those guys and say, "Hey, look, you need to come up here and see what we have here."
He will. He said, "I'll see you next year. We're going to do a whole different spin on the whole thing." And the young kid did a great job. I really
got
to give it.
You know what they've got? You know what? Yeah, we've got our problems up here, but guess what? The lake is not empty.
Nope.
There is plenty of room here, and you can have a great time here. So, well, good. I'm glad that when you told me that the other day, I thought, well, we need to say that. Not everything coming out of the Bay Area is strange.
No.
Okay, so what's the plan now for September?
Labor Day's coming up. Give us a shout. We still have boats available. We're giving great deals right now.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, you give us a call. We'll get you out in the lake, get you a great deal where it's affordable, and make some family memories.
I think that's great for people to hear because if they haven't, for some reason, getting the kids back into school or what it is, to hear that you're making deals is a really big thing for the ears to go, bing, I want to go.
So you give them a call at 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. But here's the thing about getting the kids out in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a good time. You're going to have a good time. But now you're building for next year.
Build a memory.
Because what we've done, we're going to do next year, is going to be all water. Because the kids liked it so much. We're going to come on out and get another patio boat. We may even get a houseboat for a night. And because, who knows what that'll be like. but just do things that are water oriented. And
that's all they want to do is going to be a splash in the water and do competitions. They could jump off the boat for hours upon hours and just be happy with it.
I mean, it's like taking a puppy and throwing it, run after it. They just kept jumping off the boat.
Well, you have kids that just went back into school.
Yeah, they're starting their third week of school. Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's just crazy.
You know, when I was in school, and I know this will say this. Well, this is back when they still used slate pencils and all that. We got out on Memorial Day?
Yeah.
And we went back to school on Labor Day. You had that whole summer.
Oh, I know.
And it was a summer of excitement and wonder. And,
3 months.
And we never lived near a place that had a lake like this. And, it could have,
Yeah, I was fortunate. I grew up on that lake. I mean, we were virtually, 40 feet. I could throw a rock from our porch and hit the lake.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was a great time growing up. My brothers and sister, we all grew up on the lake and worked the marinas. My dad was a resort manager. So it's been in the family and the blood for many generations.
Okay, everybody. Holiday Harbor's open for business. They got 30 feet more water now than they did last year. They got everything you could possibly want. And they're making deals.
And couldn't be nicer people. I mean, when you go in from the time that you check in to going down to the boat and having them, do your check point and explaining everything to you. The staff is so, they are so nice. Nobody is talking to you like you're a dummy. They're empowering you. That's a big thing, I think, for women to hear this, that you are an important customer. Great customer service, very friendly, and if women want to go do a girl trip, I mean, this is the kind of thing, like, yeah, you can do it too. So just get out there and have fun and enjoy it.
If you're concerned about getting the boat out, like a party boat out, because, you know, you have to get out of the marina.
Yeah.
One of their people will take it out and then turn you loose on the lake. And then when you're coming back in, if you have a little concern, the wind's blowing or something like that, one of their people we'll meet you, hop on the boat, and bring it back in. And all you have to do is enjoy yourself.
Yeah. We pilot you all around the marina. You know, we want you to feel comfortable, feel safe. And the girls' trip, usually whoever's going to pilot them out, there's a huge fight on the dock. You know, they're all running for that boat. You know,
it's like, so fun.
Okay, our friends from Holiday Harbor.
Girl fight.
Kevin Kelly.
No. The guys want to drive the girls.
Oh, girl fight. I want to drive.
No,
I want to drive.
No. The other way around. No, I'm driving that boat.
I'm driving that boat.
I love it.
All right. Hey, well, thanks a lot, Kev, for stopping by.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you know,
Holiday Harbor.
Still a lot of things going on, I guess you could just say really good discounts out there, and especially if you're out here living around here, that you can go out and have a great time.
And if you wanted to even go out, like, at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock and go out for a couple hours, there's so many things to do. There's the toy box.
Yep.
There's, you can do, but, you know, we talk about the weekends, but even half day, it's just fantastic how much you can play. And a half day that is a getaway that you don't even realize how much stress it pulls out of your body just to get out on that lake, get in the water, and feel the freedom. And that's something that is just a stone's throw for us to do right here in Shasta County.
Kevin, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Last thoughts or just come on out and visit.
Come on out and have some fun.
There you go. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, let's talk a little bit about what's happening on the fires and Forest Service. You broke my wheel, look what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was mine.
You will feel the excitement the minute you walk in the door at Cicada Cantina with the unique one-of-a-kind ambiance. Located at 1691 Hilltop Drive in the heart of Redding, California, Cicada Cantina takes casual Mexican dining to a whole new level. Enjoy the fusion twist to our exquisite signature dishes. Sizzling steak fajitas, chili rellenos, pollo poblano, and fresh shrimp tacos. Or lounge out on one of our large patios and enjoy a birthday, anniversary, or any fun event while sipping on a delicious signature cocktail like the Prickly Pear Margarita or Mango Mantra. And don't forget, they can cater to any size group, from intimate gatherings at your home to a full-blown fiesta. Cicada Cantina. It's more than a restaurant. It's a party.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages that solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
None better than Johnny Cash.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abbott. 10 minutes till 8 here on KCNR 1460. It's Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Yeah, that probably means we're going to be talking about fires now. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. I tell you what, these guys at Mighty Fine Foods have over 1,000 different cold drinks, including 250 different types of beer. You know, I thought it was just 250 beer. No, 250 different types of beers, over 350 liquor and wine choices, daily deli specials under $5, and barbecue every Friday. Mighty Fine Foods. I'm telling you, this is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. At 299 in Deschutes in Bella Vista, California. Family-owned, family-operated. It's got it all. And I tell you what, when you start talking about 250 different kinds of beer, that's exactly what they mean. And the other types of drinks, soft drinks, you know, like root beer and orange drinks and fizzies. And this, you know what? The owners go out and they find this stuff just for their customers, and you can't beat it. Barbecue every Friday. They've got it going. Pick it up. Barbecue for the weekend when you're out on the lake. And I tell you what, there's still lots and lots and lots of water in that lake, 30 feet higher than it was last year. At this time, Mighty Fine Foods, 299 in Deschutes. Go to the phones. Cousin Buford, you are back.
I'm here, my good cousin, and I'm going to help you today with something that I wrote for your beautiful tall drink of water. How are you, beautiful? How
well,
you doing?
And let me grab her because she just walked out with the last guest. So, but if you wait just a second, Bob is going to go out and get her.
But it's going to help you, Carl.
It's going to help me,
too. You know what a Casanova I am up in the mountains.
Okay, but a Casanova, yeah, Cousin Buford is a Casanova. We call him, you know what, at a family reunion, you just got to watch all the girls.
So are you going to do the hug call for me, Cousin?
No, beautiful. I wrote something for you, and I'm doing this for Carl, too, because I want to enhance your romantic life.
Okay, shoot.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You are the fuzz on my peach. You are the cream on my berries. You are the frost on my mini wheat. You are the cue in my cumber. You make me smile. You make me laugh. You are the Daffy in my duck. You are the Elmer in my Fudd. I get choked up when I do this, but Carl,
I know you've been
you
working
would say
on
those sweet things to her.
I know.
You realize how the beautiful enhancement. Think of what your sleep number would be, boy.
My sleep number probably go right to right to 100. You're right, go right to 100 right there because my fun meter's pegged right now.
Especially
too.
If you said you're the Elmer in my FUD, I'd be whoa.
There you go, the cue in my cumber. You know what? Okay, and, you know, the frost on my mini wheat.
That's right, and the cream on my berries. You meow in my mix.
Meow my mix.
That's the way you got to treat a woman, Carl. I know. You see me in action at the family reunions.
I do. You know what? You know what? I don't think the McCool side of the family is ever going to be the same, you know? You married the sisters.
Now, where's that Bob at? Is he there?
The bad Bob's here.
Yeah, that boy's got a smile. He kind of acts like he's been winged on a pickle. You got to get happy, Bob. We know it's in there, boy.
All right. Thanks very much there, Cousin Buford.
You're up. You remember that now, you romantic.
Okay.
I'll put the Q in her cumber.
Yeah.
The Q on my cumber.
I'll be the Elmer to his Fudd, or I'll be the Fudd to his Elmer.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Cousin Buford. You know,
I'll be the Fudd to your Elmer.
How did we get on this road?
I'm not sure, but there was somebody else that, you know, remember we used to have, well, maybe that was another place I was at, where people would call in, and it would be kind of like, oh. But Cousin Buford is, you know, ever since somebody, people started, you know, they're liking the Cousin Buford side. Hey, I talked to a hotshot yesterday. Hotshots are those guys that are from the National Forest Service that they are trained. These are guys that, you know, they go to certain areas. They can go in groups of two or four, and they put them into places where it's really hard to work. And they're trying to put something down, put the fire down as soon as they can. And something I found, I ran into one yesterday at View 202. He listens to the show, a young guy. And so it's a shout out to you, buddy, and to all of the hot shots we have here. But he was telling me something that was just, to me, was kind of astounding. I didn't realize. I thought that they were paid. I mean, you're out there, what they do. I thought you were, like, getting a lot of money. I mean, really, you think about it. When I say a lot of money, but you're fighting these fires, you know, you're risking your life out there. And these guys are federal firefighters.
Yep.
He says he goes up there he's a leader on one of the teams. He says, I take young men up there and women, making $13 an hour. They're rated as a forest technician, these firefighters, forest technicians, which is the same as people that plant the trees. And they have the same schedule. They don't get extra pay.
Yeah, they're on a GS schedule.
Yeah, a GS schedule, unlike CAL FIRE. Now, these guys will work a 16-hour day, and they get off for 8 hours where they're supposed to sleep. CAL FIRE goes on 24 on, 24 off, but they get paid a lot more than a tremendous amount more than the feds. They're fighting right alongside them. And hotshots and smoke jumpers are, you know, all federal guys, and they all must be GSs. So once you work your way up the ladder, but when you are you're fighting, you're doing the same thing as CAL FIRE guys are, or even more, and you're getting like half the pay. I did not realize that.
Now, smoke jumpers do get an additional amount
for jumping.
For the jumps, yeah. It's scheduled.
Well, they do that in the military. You get paid more for jumping and more for diving, dive ops. And in fact, dive ops were paid more than airborne for a long time. They may have changed that up and balanced that out, but.
Well, you have to haul, but you may or fall, but you may or may not float. I don't know.
That's right. No. It's what is that you're always going to hit the ground, but you may not always come up to the surface. The idea. So, hey, something happened. You know, besides the, you know, I just wanted to kind of talk about, and I want to get some more information about that. Oh, tomorrow, our city council. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, but it looks like our city council is going to give a raise to our mid-managers there of 2.2%. That means like assistant city managers and all the people in there. You're going to be getting a 2.2% raise.
Well, goodness bless them. They work so hard.
Well, you know, here's the thing is that they haven't turned down a raise for anybody. And so the last time was when they were hiring somebody, he went up to from $11,200 a month to $11,600 a month. And you have to admit that when your entire package is over $350,000, like some people we have in our city government, that people start to kind of wonder about why are they getting a 2% raise if they're already making $11,000 a month here. When they say, well, you know what? They can find, well, they may find it work someplace else. I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that. I do not believe that. I don't see some people around here leaving. I think $11,000 a month for what they do here is a pretty good job.
Yeah.
I mean, and your retirement.
Yeah, and I will disagree with somebody who says we should be paying these people minimum wage because that's the kind of work you're going to get, and it is akin
to
running a major corporation.
No, it is. Absolutely not. But you also have to remember this is taxpayers' money. These are taxpayers that are making what's the average salary in Reading? $50,000? So you've got a lot of people. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, I mean, you look at a lot of the rank and file that are making more money now than the average wage earner in Reading. But then when you start getting up into the higher echelons, my goodness, you know, when you're starting to make $12,000 a month, there's something there that you may want to think about is that, hey, look, this is a job that can be handled by somebody, maybe, you know, that will work for that $11,000 a month. Are you going to leave and go someplace else, uproot your family, and go someplace else for what, another $500 a month? Let's think about that. Will they do that? I don't know. But we're going to talk a lot more about that. The other thing, too, is when I see these, is that when they come up for raises, is what about the other things that we need here in town? I mean, and this comes out of the general fund. I mean, what about things like, fixing, streets, or how about maybe another, how about a community safety officer? If you add all those 2% up, is that one community safety officer? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock here on August 31st, the last Friday of 2015 in August. Whoop.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. President Obama heading to Alaska for a three-day trip focused on how climate change is dramatically altering America's biggest state, he says. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, meanwhile, among those praising the administration for changing the name of the nation's tallest mountain peak, Mount McKinley, back to its original Athabascan Indian name of Denali.
I'd like to thank the president for working with us to achieve this significant change to show honor, respect, and gratitude to the Athabascan people of Alaska.
And she says it's a change she's been working for some time. A new poll finds more than 7 in 10 U.S. voters are dissatisfied with the way things are going in America. We get more from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The Quinnipiac University poll finds 71% of Americans said they are dissatisfied. 41% report being very dissatisfied. 30% said they were somewhat dissatisfied. More than a quarter of respondents, 27%, said they were angry with how the federal government operates. Another 49% of voters said they were dissatisfied but not angry.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill. As fire crews work hard to stop the spread of a group of wildfires in central Oregon, some residents in John Day are half expecting a knock at the front door.
There's the sheriff's office who has been personally going out to the area as soon as they deem it an evacuation area.
That's Lieutenant Tommy Schroeder with the state's fire marshal office. The State Department is set to release the largest collection yet of Hillary Clinton's emails.
More than 6,100 emails from Clinton's time as Secretary of State, about the same as the total number of emails released so far. Critics will be closely watching to see how many are partially withheld because they contain classified information. Intelligence officials have also concluded two of the previously released emails contain top secret information, a classification the State Department disputes.
That is Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/14/15 in-store only while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Bluebell Ice Cream is back on store shelves.
Bluebell Creameries has resumed selling its products in select locations 4 months after the Texas-based retailer halted sales due to Listeria contamination. Bluebell Ice Cream is currently available at stores in the Houston and Austin areas, including the company's hometown of Brenham, as well as parts of Alabama. The company voluntarily recalled its products in April after they were linked to 10 Listeria cases in 4 states, including 3 deaths in Kansas.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The cable network network Epix and streaming service Hulu have agreed to a multi-year digital subscription video on demand deal, while rival Netflix has decided not to renew with Epix. The Hulu Epix deal starts October 1st. It will bring new releases from Lionsgate, MGM, and Paramount to Hulu subscribers around the country, according to both companies. Terms of the agreement, however, have not been disclosed. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Community religious leaders gathering to remember the two television journalists who were gunned down on live TV last week in the Roanoke, Virginia area. Jeffrey Marks is general manager of the station they work for WDBJ-TV.
From the Bible, from Proverbs, I read this. A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel.
He urged those in attendance not to resort to their own anger. Sometimes the more things change, the more they stay the same. A heartbreaking week, a jaw-dropping final few laps, a tie-breaking finale, and a familiar face. Scott Dixon hoisting the latest IndyCar championship trophy.
Still feels a bit strange. It was a day where we need a lot of things to go our way.
And they did, as Dixon outpaced Juan Pablo Montoya to capture IndyCar title number 4 for himself on Sunday. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning here on the 31st of August, the last Friday in August. Phone lines here 605-4567 and... we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
That's right. 8:05 in the morning, currently 70 degrees. We're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 95, mostly clear tonight with 64. In case you missed the last segment of the show, we were talking with Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor. And just to remind you that they're doing off-season deals right now. And the lake is 30 feet higher than it was last year. So go out and enjoy Holiday Harbor.
It's
going to be beautiful this weekend.
We're going out Friday. I would recommend that people, you want something to do that's fun, then do it.
Labor Day. They still have boats available.
Yeah.
So this is your.
They're going to be closing it down here in a few weeks.
So this is your chance. We couldn't say higher praise about the experience. And Tuesday is going to be sunny with mostly clear. Let's talk about the weekend. We've got 94 on Saturday. Sunday is going to be 96. Sunny and hot with clear nights. Fabulous time to be out on the boat. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer.
That's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. And even though it's starting to cool off, there's still plenty of hot weather left, and I don't care who it is, that when you've got 96 degrees out there and your house has got 96 degrees inside it, you need to have it cool or cooler. And who do you call? Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his people are just outstanding. When you anything you could possibly imagine, anything you could fix, there, whether it's your filters, whether it's air ducts, whatever it is, they are there to fix. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. With all the smoke that's been out there, the filters you have in your air conditioner are probably getting pretty full. And have some experts come out and look at it. Better known business. Been up here for over 20 years. Alliance Heating and Air. 8:12 in the morning. Let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
We're fine, Terry. How are you?
Tell us what's happening tonight at the meeting.
The meeting at the Tea Party tonight at 2570 Bonnie View Road, Destiny Fellowship Church. We are going to have Tim Pappas. He'll be speaking on the Constitution. We've been having his Constitution class every other week. It's been fantastic. Great person to listen to. He's very articulate. He has a good sense of humor. And he really makes the Constitution understandable, not that it's not, but he makes it a lot easier and more palatable for folks to understand. Also, we are going to have a breakout group for the state of Jefferson, and that will start about 7:15, 7:20. So it should be a really great night tonight.
Fantastic.
You know what? We've had Tim on the show before, and he is just really, really brilliant at explaining things and making it easier to understand. Can I say that way?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
he does. You know, and that's the key to stuff. I think that's why Mark Baird is such an amazing speaker. When he speaks, he's, you know, you really get what he's saying. I mean, I only have to hear things seven times instead of 12 now. So
there you go.
Well, if you've got it down to seven, it must be open. He must be great.
Yeah, he is. It's only seven. So, you know, I mean, that was last time. What's his name again?
Well, make sure that you might remind everybody tonight is that City Council tomorrow is voting on a 2% pay raise for their middle management.
Yes, we will. And then I'm sure Gary will come in and say something to Gary Cadwell. So we'll give him a little time to talk about that. But it's just, you know, there really has to be something done. And this SB 277 has just been terrible. I mean, when you stop and think about Planned Parenthood and all the different things that have happened and the inoculation shots they want to give our kids, and it's really not so much about the shots as it is that the parents should have a choice, yeah?
Yes.
We gave that up. We started giving that up now. Should that
homeschool.
Now you got to figure out is how you can fight it. Because
yeah, you know, you're right, Linda.
You know, it is. That's about, you know, that's all they're leaving you. That's all they're leaving
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I mean, if it were me and I felt like I didn't have a choice. I mean,
yep.
I have friends in the health industry, and they believe a very, very dear friend of mine, does believe, in fact, I'm going to have a conversation with my brother about this, who's a doctor and is involved and definitely involved deeply into the medical field. But my good friend, who is also in the health world, believes in inoculation and said, you know, why would you should have your children inoculated? Because if you don't, then they could get something from somebody else. So that's her philosophy on it. It is a philosophy. Some people you'll hear here on the health shows on the weekends will say that I think there's one specific show I heard recently about a man who came forth that said through an inoculation his child had severe health issues and they suffer from it today. And the family's dealing with it as a family, both two children actually. It's not just challenge, but the inoculation, something within the drug affected him on so many levels health-wise. So
when you go to choice, what happens to choice when your child can be taken from school and taken to an abortion clinic and given an abortion and the parents never know at age 13? I mean, where did it ever say that when you send your kid to school that they have the right to do that?
Well, and then the body parts get sold.
Well, yeah, this in itself is
yeah,
so reprehensible.
Just,
you know, and you know what? If it's...
You would be outraged.
50 livers? Oh, talking about ordering...
No, you would be outraged if that happened to your daughter and it was a secret and was kept from you, the father.
Sure.
Well, they say, oh, well, we just don't want to, you know, they're scared to tell you. Well, yeah, probably they are, but, you know, I know there's probably a vast majority of the houses that if something like that happened, the parents would like to know about it because obviously there is a failure to communicate someplace. And at least they could at least talk about it. You know, bring in a media, I don't care how they do it, but to not tell parents that their daughter has been taken out for an abortion. What happens if something happens to the child? Anyway, okay, tonight, Tim Pappas, Mike, I'm sorry, tonight at Bonneview at the church, 6 p.m.
Yeah, 2570 Bonneview Road.
There you go.
Destiny Fellowship Church, Tim Pappas, and then a breakout group for Jefferson, and you also can come in and sign the referendum to stop this SB 277. So
okay. All right.
There'll be ladies there to do that. So anyway,
thanks,
have a great day, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, this is something in the news that I think, you know, Bob Belangi and people who are fascinated with anything that has to do with space. NASA prepares to send a crew to Mars sometime in 2030, they've just shut six people inside an isolation dome in Hawaii for a year, the longest such experiment in the U.S. The six inhabitants, a French astrobiologist, German physicist, and an American pilot, architect, doctor, journalist, and soil scientist, will have their own small rooms with cots and desks, limited internet access, trips outside only in spacesuits,
and foods like canned tuna and powdered cheese. The 20-foot-tall, 36-foot-wide dome is situated on a barren slope in the, okay, honey, what's that called? You lived in Hawaii. Mauna Loa volcano.
Yeah, Mauna Loa. You got it.
Trips to the Red Planet will likely last far longer than 1 year. Just getting there takes 8 months, when sending robots should take 1 to 3 years when involving humans. One crew member from a previous mission said upon her return that she couldn't believe how much she missed the flavors and textures of a juicy steak.
Well, of course, the U.S. Navy has a fair amount of data on prolonged confinement of teams from the ballistic missile submarines, because they go out and go under and don't come up for
6 months.
About 6 months.
But they have, you know, but they also...
But they make sure there's plenty for the people
there's
to
plenty
do.
There's plenty of stuff there to do. They have a lot of things to keep them occupied there.
Well, it is.
I mean, but here's the other thing, too, is that they've got exercise facilities that can run around the ballistic missiles, but they have movies, they have all types of things, but no matter which way you say it, you're still locked in, breathing the same air all the time as, what, another 200 guys.
Anybody who goes on a boomer goes through a lot of psychology.
Oh, yeah. They're gold and blue teams. You know, one brings it in, the other ones hop on and go out. Again, a nuclear sub using nuclear technology that's never had an accident. Oh, my gosh, could that be? That you could put actually one of these, the size of a couple of nuke submarines or nuke carriers, put their power plants here in the city, and run all of our electricity needs forever.
Put a string of them along the coast, and what water problem?
Well, we're not going to say coast because people will scream about that. But you go inland. Let's put them inland, and then you just have them hook up to the lines and run their power otherwise. But you put a couple of small nukes in here, you could run everything
using Israeli desalinization technology.
Again, okay. I'm just talking about running right now and running electricity. Off a couple of nukes, and you keep taking us out to the coast again.
We got to take a break. When we come back, do you mind if we talk a little bit about football?
Okay.
Just a little bit.
We can talk football. But I want to talk, too, about...
Fires.
We talked a little bit about the fires already, but this Houston sheriff's deputy that was executed, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about what happened with that. And is there something going on in our country right now that we need to really address? You know, as we did when Michael Brown was killed and that in Ferguson, is there something else happening now? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 426.
U202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half off bottles of wine all day. Happy hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed.
Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, 8:20 in the morning here on the 31st of August, 2015. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Texas Jeff, Jarhead, Dez, all the people in there.
Good morning, Sun Go.
Oh,
she always brightens our day in the chat room. And when we know that you're listening, 8:19 in the morning, like Carl said, it's 72 degrees. Going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 95, mostly clear tonight, with temperatures around 64. Gary came and got his tickets. Thank you so much, Gary. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. For all your espresso... Actually, inside of Tobacco Brew is Espresso Joe's for all your coffee needs. You can get beans by the pound. They got great deals on beans, loose tea, wine, all the funky, cute little tchotchke things you can get for your coffee. Walk next door to the largest walk-in humidor in the North State. And, of course, coming up in the fall, we're going to have specialty coffee drinks. Now, Gary B., the guy who just came in to get his tickets, very interesting. Put a little bug in your ear. Gary, if you got back in your car and you're listening, you said that your son was a trauma surgeon. That would be an interesting interview, trauma surgeon. Yeah. I mean, only because radio is very visual for me. And I think for most people, and that's why, you know, theater radio was so popular in the early days. I'd like to hear what goes on in the day in the life of a trauma surgeon. So that's very, very interesting. We were talking before the break, things that we were going to cover. Do you want to talk about the sheriff first, or do you want to go into football?
Well, let's do the sheriff. And the sheriff's deputy, I should say. A Houston sheriff's deputy was executed in Texas over the weekend by a person that walked up to him, behind him, shot him in the head, and he's laying on the ground, shot him several more times. He was fueling up his police car. They have arrested, he was a white sheriff's deputy, and the suspect they've arrested is black. And why am I saying that?
How dare you say that?
Well, the reason I'm saying that is the sheriff says that he believes that all this rhetoric lately about Black Lives Matter, and if you say White Lives Matter, that's some kind of racist thing to say. I'm not sure how that is, you know, but because the concept for me being in combat as much as I have, and seeing the men and women around me who are all different shades of green, naturally, but you know, Black Americans, White Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans. Mixtures of all kinds that, you know, we never had that problem. We all believe that Marine lives mattered. And that's what I kind of believe is American lives matter, whether no matter what your color is, no matter what your ethnic background or religion. If you're American, all lives matter here. And what the sheriff has said is that this guy, Shannon Miles, went out and shot the deputy. There seems to be no reason for him to have done it. Except, as the sheriff says, the rhetoric about the getting even and killing a white man or white cop. You have Black Panther organizations marching with its bang, bang, oink, oink, and yelling pigs in a blanket and marching with semi-automatic firearms, by the way. And they're armed, marching around. I didn't see that on major media this weekend. I can't imagine as if there was a group of white supremacists marching around with semi-automatic weapons saying something to the effect of, you know, killing black people or lynching black people, that there wouldn't be a lot of coverage on this and about how bad they are. I'm not seeing the equal of it. The other part is, too, is this blowback over this, on the when the sheriff said that, he says the rhetoric's just been dialed up so much because they've got internet shows that talks about killing a white man, and let's lynch a few of those, take some photos, or white people, not white men, but white people. And then have people say, oh, no, you're being too harsh, Well, no, he's not being too harsh. Anytime you preach hatred, whether it's you're preaching hatred against black people or white people or Asian people or Hispanic people or just anybody, is wrong. Whether it's hate for people that are rich or people that are poor, people that are homeless, people that have got homes. I mean, come on. It's wrong. You shouldn't do that. But the point the sheriff's making is have we raised it up? Has the rhetoric got up so far? When you look at the cases they're talking about, all three of the cases, Brown and then the guy in New York and then Sandra Blanc, was arrested. They were all arrested or trying to be arrested and resisted arrest. And in Michael Brown's case in Ferguson, Missouri, I'm sorry, but the feds went in there and tried to find something that they could hang on this guy, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. Because what he did was met all the parameters of police work he was doing. And then the guy in New York that was choked down, and I guess that was a chokehold on it, also grand jury. So now they're taking it away from grand juries and saying, oh, we want another group of people like they just did in California. Oh, it can't be a grand jury because we don't trust grand juries. We don't trust the citizens of this town to be able to do this. I guess what I'm getting at here is, when you start preaching hatred and to get even, that there are people out there that will do it. Let's move a little move further east to Virginia, where these two white journalists were killed by another journalist that had been fired, a black guy, and he wanted to start a race war. That was in his manifesto, and then he films himself shooting this girl. How if something is there anything more chilling than seeing that pistol pointing at this girl who was unaware that any of this was going to happen? This cowardly attack, and yes, that's exactly what it is, a cowardly attack on two white people, just like the cowardly attack by the white guy on the black people in Charleston. Cowardly. Because he wanted to start a race war, just like the white guy did? There is something that's so wrong with this. And they blame the gun. Oh, he had access to a gun. You know what? He had access to a gun. He went through all the background checks. Yeah, he had access to a gun. If he had wanted to get a gun, he could have gotten a gun. So, we go back into this gun control thing. I'm not even going to get into that part. But the part I'm getting at is, has the rhetoric been dialed up so much that people are starting to kill people because of their color? And your black people say, well, yeah, it's been going on like that for a long time. But frankly, I find either side of that important, where you're hated because of a color you are, that you're disliked or not trusted or feel like you know that a job's not evolved or available to you, or a house is not available to you because of your color. And I hope we've gone so much further than it was in the 60s when I grew up, when we had segregated schools in the South that integrated, for the most part, peacefully. And I would think that we changed a lot. And obviously, in some areas, we haven't. And has it gotten worse? I guess that's the other thing. Has it gotten worse under President Obama? And has it gotten worse because he stirred the pot? Are there people upset just because he's a black president? And I'm sure there are. There are some people that voted for him because he was black. There are people who voted against him because he was black. It had nothing to do with anything he was going to do. It was just his color.
And half white.
He was half white, but talking to people of color is that you're not half white. You're black.
Why is that?
Just the way people are treated.
That's something I can understand.
Because if you are.
You have one.
Because he is. You look at President Obama.
That's why I'm
asking you. He identifies as being black because.
His dad was black, so it's the prominent.
It's because he's black. Because that's the way he's treated. Because of the way he looks.
Okay.
There are black people that look totally, you know, Caucasian. Their features are all Caucasian. You would never know. And they are treated, I imagine, somewhat different because they look white. But if I heard somebody say, if you've just got a little, you know, I have an African American tell me, she says, no, if you look, even if it's quarter, then you're black, because that's the community that you're going to be identified with. So you better identify with that community. I understand that. I'm not saying it's right, but I understand that. Anyway, the racial problems we're having in our country, you know, you would think that, you know, you could actually point at President, hey, we elected a black man. Hey, look, we've got people graduating from college and people can go to any school they want to. I mean, all of these things. You would think that we could get past some of this stuff. And yet it seems like it's just getting worse. It seems like it's almost trying to divide our country into camps of rich, poor, coastal, inland, black, white, Hispanic, illegals, legals. I mean, it's like it's a concentrated effort to divide us, so that we, you know, that everybody is just going to be at each other's throats for this next election. I find that really interesting. Maybe that's why Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have risen in the polls, because they are non-politicians. Are people so tired of politics and the way our politicians are, they're going to look for anybody that's a non-politician that can lead them? That could be dangerous. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break. You know, let's talk about something a little bit happier, of course, is Thursday night, Linda, Ladybot and the Bluebirds are going to be singing at Wind River and Elements Lounge. Ooh, we have a great time.
Well, let's, kind of after that was a heavy subject, but
okay, we can talk.
Anyway, so Thursday night, we've got, of course, the Bluebirds, which would be Bobby Viramontes on drums, Pat Karch on keyboards, and Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass. I have two special guests on Thursday night, Joe Larson on trombone, and Joe Catania is going to come by and sing some of his favorite songs, and he's a wonderful vocalist. We haven't seen him in a while, so glad to see that he's resurfaced and back, and I'm excited to have him join us as well. 7 to 9 p.m., great steak and lobster and a fun night. 243-3377. Make your reservations, because the front close to the stage does sell out, and it's really fun, and it's a great night. It doesn't cost it. There's not a cover charge, but you do need to call and make reservations. 243-3377. Let's take a break here. KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, Monday, the last day of August here on KCNR 1460. Promise to talk about football, Carl.
We will, but you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, just down there, had my haircut. D.C., Tim, and the Man in Black, Logan. Talking about a lot of things going on in our city and all this, but it's Man's Last Stronghold there. It's a better-known store. And discounts for seniors and veterans right there at Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from the subway there off Athens. Football. You know,
football season's a blast.
It's funny where I don't talk about football that much but you kind
of. Well, I mean, I don't really engage in it, but I think, you know, like for instance, when we called Jennifer on her birthday, that's your, for everybody who's listening, that's as Carl's daughter, and Michael, the grandson, is, I asked him the other day at lunch, I said, Carl, do you remember you played football? And I remember I was, you know, of course, cheerleader. Do you remember that you had to practice 6 days a week?
Not
I mean,
when,
she's busy with football 6 days a week, she said.
I don't remember that when at his age. He's 9 years old. And I don't remember practicing that much, but it could have been every day, you know, 5 days a week that we went down. But I'm thinking is if I'm remembering when I was his age, because I remember everything. And I'm remembering back at his age down in, say, I think it was down in Decatur, Georgia at that point when I was about his age, is that it was down the street and that Mom had to drop us off, and we'd play football. And we played, and I think we were the, we were just in a little, we had our little red uniforms, but we were all like nine.
Yeah, but
I don't remember it being like.
Practice
being
was so, after school.
I mean, yeah, well, it's the same thing.
Well, no, because she's saying that they can't sit down to the dinner table till 8 o'clock now. I'm like, whoa, that's
right. They start their practices at 6 p.m. They go from 6 to 8. So you don't want to feed your kid really a lot before that because he'll just leave it on the field. But on the other hand, so I guess when they get home at 3, they've got from 3 to 5:30 to do their homework and get all that stuff done. And then they go from 6 to 8, then they eat dinner at 8. And then then it might be a little study, and then they're in bed again probably within an hour. So, and I don't remember, you know, it just seems like today's kids – And Ashland, of course, is soccer. It just seems like today's kids are just busy and busier,
constantly
and busier
going
than we used to be.
The competitive part of, and then I just don't know.
Is
when,
it them or their parents?
I don't know. Is there any time for play? Just stupid. Just play time. Just play time.
Well, Ashland. Well, for Michael, after football, and he loves football, and he gets knocked on his butt a lot, but he goes out there and he likes to get in and mix it up and.
He's
and
a toughie.
Yeah, he plays wide receiver. Of course, at his age, they don't allow him to throw passes. So I said, well, what's a wide receiver do? Well, he runs down the field and blocks people. I went, oh, okay. And then he plays safety and on the when he's on the defense. So they play on offense and defense. When I coached it, little kids like that, the first game, I thought I had them so well coached. Of course, there was like 12 fathers. They were trying to help me. I didn't have any kids in it, but I was one that could have time. I was doing it as a study for a paper I was writing for college. I had all these little kids. It was in Nashville, Tennessee, and I was going to school. And all these little kids, parents were out there. And the year before, they lost every game. And so it was the same team, practically. And I was out, and I was the coach. And I had this kid from an orphanage that was in the area that I would pick up every day and bring there. And he was there. He had four brothers and sisters that were spread out
everywhere. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. It was sad. But this kid can play some football. And he was tall and fast and not afraid of anything. And it had all it was the Belmead part of Nashville. You remember Belmead was like that very affluent region out there,
right?
Well, the parents would come out and drive up, and for me, I was in college, and I was I'd ride my bicycle there. They're driving up Mercedes and all these big cars and all that, and the kids coming out. Well, I was coaching them. And then I only had like one father. Well, after, in our first game, it was chaos. Until at halftime, I took a magic marker out and I went, if you're on the red team, your defense. If you're on the green team, your offense. And if you've got both marks, that means you play both sides. And after that, we had no problem. I just yelled green. And the little kids looked down, looked at their hands, and they'd run outside. Well, we won. We started winning. And we won five out of six. And after every game, the fathers would come up and try to push money on me. Here, let me buy it for them. They get these little Cokes afterwards, right? Of course, then all the fathers wanted to start coaching. Where before I just had one, now I've got like three or four, including one that grabbed his kid one day and was shaking him.
Mm.
And you're no longer a coach. Get out of here. Well, watching the kids play and watching their parents, it was really interesting, and that's what I was writing my paper on. It wasn't so much the kids as watching parents, how they, some of them were there all the time, but then as the kids started winning, there'd be more and more of the family. They'd be watching the practices. Interesting to watch
The parents taking, that's the question, I guess, that we're talking about here. Well, it really, that's not what we started off with, but it just kind of that direction, was how busy kids are today with sports, and hats off to a lot of the parents that have to be taxi drivers.
Well, look, carpool
people,
yeah,
constantly. I mean, it's like their lives change as October begins. As we do watch going into football, as we watch the fall, pretty soon, we're going to be there in February before we know it. We're going to be watching the Super Bowl. So we watch the playoffs. But right now I was asking you, are people still being cut? Because I thought this was interesting today. The Denver Broncos have traded sixth-year tackle Chris Clark to the Houston Texans for 2016 seventh round draft pick.
Let me ask the question now. So what? What does that mean? What's that mean? It doesn't mean anything to me, except the Houston Texans have got they've got a guy named J.C. Watts? Is that the Texans guy, a defensive end?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, maybe I should watch football more. Maybe
well,
not.
I think that there's people are getting cut, and one of the articles that I read today was long time. Of course, it's all over the sports page. People that have been playing for years and then they're their most popular playing, they get cut. So, it's almost as if you see one of your favorite actors get sacked from something that you love so much. You get addicted to the style of what they are inside the game. So, there's a lot of emotion going up. There will be a huge amount of emotion that's going to be happening now with all of these teams, who they're cutting, who their players are going to be.
Will Tim Tebow make it?
I don't know. Let's.
Bob,
I don't know.
Bob, will Tim Tebow make it?
Will he make it what?
Will he make it in the pros? I think he's playing. I forget who he's playing for. Mm-hmm. But they're saying he might have a chance.
We put you on the spot.
And I said, here's what I thought. I thought they just, I said, well, maybe this Christian thing, because he's very Christian, and all this. I thought, well, maybe that plays a part. And then I thought about it. No, this is NFL football. They don't care if you kill a dog. They're going to bring you back if you can throw the ball, right? Remember?
Right. Michael Vick just signed a
big
deal.
They don't care if you smack your wife, smack your girlfriend, knock her out in the elevator. They're going to bring you back. Of course, if you throw a ball that may be under-deflated, maybe deflated just a little bit, they're going to suspend you for four games, the same as they would a wife abuser. But that's okay. That's the NFL. And I thought, well, if Tebow, because of his Christian,
Philadelphia Eagles, that's
right,
who he's playing
but
for.
But then I read a great article on it, and it really puts it into place. They said, if Tim Tebow, if his accuracy gets better, which is that was the, what they said the whole time. The guy is strong. He's fast. When he starts running, they're saying it's like a running back, like a fullback battering down people. He just couldn't throw the ball accurately. But he started working with a baseball pitcher in these last couple of years. He's been off. You know, he's getting paid. And they're saying his accuracy is a lot better. And it gets right down to it. They don't care if he's Christian or Muslim or atheist or whatever. If you can throw the football and hit the receiver 8 out of 10 times, guess what? You've got a job in the NFL. So if he gets signed, if he gets cut, it's because he can't throw the ball well enough. If he gets signed, it's because he can. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. You know, one of the things that just that I enjoy in this time of the year, I really do, I enjoy this time of the year is the weather. And, no, there's nothing attached to this. It's just, you know, when you get up in the morning, it's 65 degrees. Isn't that great? And you can walk outside with Elk Killer. And, you know, it just feels brisk. And
I love it, too.
And I can see it changing that. It's going to be coming down into the 70s. And you know what? In our fall here, it's just absolutely beautiful. Linda bought me a bike. And I've had this bike for 2 years. I've ridden it twice. But I promise you, I'm going to be riding that bike.
Okay, we have to get our bike.
I'm going to ride the bike to work.
Because I have a 76 Schwinn.
I'm going to ride the bike.
And I got to get that whole thing put together.
Well, this one's mine's got all these little gears on it, and I've got to figure it out because I look like a chipmunk half the time in one of those little squirrel things. Because my feet are going like 150 miles an hour, and the bike's moving 1 mile an hour. But I'm going to be riding my bike this year, and this weather, I'm just looking so much forward to it that we've gone through the summer. It's not over yet. We're still going to get those hot weather. But then, hopefully, you know, fires will burn out. We'll get our arms around the fires. I think we've gotten the Democrat fire is finally contained. A lot of the complex fires are contained. Some of them aren't. But we're finally getting our arms around most of them that this year maybe we can get some rain. And this is with El Nino coming in. This could be the big one. That doesn't mean it's going to, but it could be the big one. We're going to have snow. We're going to have full lakes. We're going to have it all this year. I'm just really thinking about it here, that it's going to be that this drought. We're still in a drought, but at least we're going to get a respite from it. Hey, Bad Bob, am I just being Pollyannish here?
No.
Is this a great place to live?
Positive thoughts may bring positive results.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
It's time to cowboy up and think pink. September 19th at Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Wear your boots and get your pink on and join your friends in the Reading Rodeo Arena for a steak feed.
Proceeds donated to NorCal Think Pink and the Reading Rodeo Association Agriculture Scholarship Fund for local high school students. It's music, dancing, live and silent auction, and a special tribute to breast cancer survivors. Individual tickets, $25. Get yours early, only 500 tickets available. Get your tickets right now at readingrodeo.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 12 minutes till 9 o'clock here on the 31st of August. 72 degrees out there, going up to 98. This week it's going to be 98, like 98, 96, and then it's going to go down in the 80s. Thursday and Friday, maybe Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, and then back up in the mid-90s. For Saturday and Sunday. You know what? Maybe the weather's starting to turn here. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Cicada Cantina. Not, even though it says Cantina, it is not a Mexican restaurant. No, it is a fusion restaurant that has all different types of foods there. In fact, when you try their green rice, it's made with cilantro and other things. It's frankly, I don't like rice, but I like their green rice there. Plus their pollo poblano and all these other things they have. It's just great. It's down on Hilltop. Try them out for lunch or dinner. You know, here with our last 10 minutes we have of the show, you know, tomorrow we're going to be talking CARB, California Air Resources Board, and related issues. People are sending me things about this and what it's doing to our, you know, it's doing to the cost of everything. You know, we've been talking about how the cost of food is going up. When you have these different initiatives that make it so chickens get more rooms, that means there's less chickens in the same area. And then that then that pushes the price of eggs up. Then the cost of bringing feed in from the Midwest, which has risen. And then when you start adding the CARB requirements on there, where there's a lot of trucks not on the road anymore, but you know there are. I mean, because they don't meet the CARB requirements, and a lot of times the Highway Patrol or the enforcement guys sit out there at different places, and they just give tickets now. Well, for a lot of people that are CARB compliant and spend a lot of money being CARB compliant, they have no problem with that at all. And they say, well, you know, guess what? You had a long time to do that. But that compliance also raises the cost of things. The cost of fuel, which is down now, you know, thankfully. So you can't say it's the cost of fuel, but just all of that together is costing everything to go up. But now with the new regulations they want in carbon, this is what we're going to talk about tomorrow. We'll have some experts in here talking about. Here's what the impact of this can have on our society and our economy. And it's not a pretty sight. It's not something that is going away either, because the California Air Resources Board, if they have something on them that controls them, nobody's been able to find it. I think the only thing that could happen maybe is if the governor steps in and says, no, we're not going to do this, we're not going to fund this, or this is something you're not going to do. But they are non-elected. They aren't elected officials. They just are like another part of the faceless, nameless bureaucracy that's out there making rules. Like the wolves. This new wolf pack up here in Northern California. There are people that are saying, guess what? That wolf pack wasn't native to here. That wolf pack was planted by people. Now, who planted them? It could be environmental wackos or people that wanted to have wolves here, but they just kind of came out of nowhere. They're not like the OR7 wolf that has his own pack up in southern Oregon that brought them down. They just appeared. Black wolves just appeared. Now, where did they come from? She wandered in and had the pups up there. And now they're, because they're considered an endangered animal, you can't hunt them.
And we start closing off more and more of the rural area.
Well, you know what? People wonder why there's bears coming down into the streets now, or there's cougars out there, and now we're going to have wolves. And then for a rancher to claim that a wolf killed one of their calves, which are, by the way, with how much is cattle now? $1,500 a piece. To kill one of the calves, they've got to prove it. They've got to find it, first of all, and prove that it was killed by wolves or a cougar or a bear. And they've got to prove this stuff. And if they don't find them, then they've just lost money. So this is going to be interesting here. I mean, all the things that are happening here that are kind of coming on to us.
Well, this whole wildlife corridors thing that we keep hearing about, you know, that in order to preserve the migratory patterns, that people need to be pushed off of land that they've held all along. And then you get these whack jobs in the assembly who say, hey, the idea of private property is such an outmoded Middle Ages concept anyway. And it's a little scary, man.
Well, you know what that is? Because, you know, and then you get into the government. The bureaucracy of the Labor Relations Board. I haven't seen anybody really talking about this. It was happened Friday that I saw it when it came out. It was after we had Bev Mills on from Carl's Jr. and Eric Wittstrom that I read it, where the National Labor Relations Board has just said that McDonald's and any of these major franchises, not just McDonald's, but it could be any major franchise, Chipotle, any of these, they now are responsible also for the employment wages of their franchisees. In this case, Bev Mills, who their franchises include Carl's Jr.'s and Jersey Mike's, are now saying, according to the National Labor Relations Board, which, by the way, is a political thing, three Democrats, two Republicans. How did it vote? Three voted to say, oh, no, that the franchise giants have part of a responsibility that have to be in on the amount of money these people are getting paid. I mean, this could mean that the franchise, you know, that have sold the franchises, but the franchisor, in this case, the big guys, may be leaning in because they may have to start having a lot more to say because they're going to be held responsible. They could be sued because of something that happens in Bumper, Arkansas. They could be held responsible for it. It's interesting and it's scary.
The thing that bothers me is that major corporations might be able to absorb these costs, but your jeans drive-in, your Bartels, places like that are going to be doomed by these laws.
That's what people said, is that here's people that have been running this because usually they you know, it's a different you know, maybe a better, you know, a better quality of food and all these things that they buy. They can't compete out there. And especially when you start getting into these minimum wage, you start getting hit with minimum wages like they've done down in San Francisco.
But also in the news, when it comes to getting around Congress, President Obama may not be able to move mountains, but he can rename them. You know about this one. The Obama administration's decision to rename North America's tallest peak to its original native name of Denali is drawing protests from Republican lawmakers in Ohio. That's because the mountain's previous namesake, President William McKinley, was also a Republican from Ohio. Quote, this decision by the administration is yet another example of the president going around Congress, said Rob Portman, who's a Republican from Ohio, and noting that Congress has been debating the name for years. It seems that he's decided to ignore the act of Congress and unilaterally renaming Mount McKinley in order to promote his job-killing war on energy. Of course, these are the naysayers, but how do you feel about the 20,237-foot mountain, was originally known as Denali, that is Mount McKinley, being changed back to another name?
Well, Alaskans have always referred to it as Denali.
Yeah, Alaskans wanted it to be called Denali. It was named by a prospector during their big gold rush. And the only reason it hasn't been changed is because of the Ohio congressman, you know, for all these decades. So, by the way, of all the things you want to get into a fight with, why don't you take your time and defund Obamacare or start raising money for taking care of veterans when they come back? You want to fight about the name of a mountain that the Alaskans want to rename? This is not something that came out of Obama's head or while he was sitting on the toilet one day. No, I think I'll just rename this mountain.
Yeah.
This was percolating up for years from the Alaskans.
Plenty of things to get excited about. This
Go after Obamacare. Why don't you really get together on this Iranian deal, something that could kill all of us, instead of the renaming of a mountain. If you want to get into a fight, try and keep him from making 1 million acres in Southern California into a new conservation project that Feinstein wants. 1 million acres in Southern California. 1 million down there in the desert out there. Oh, no, we need to make this into one of those conservation areas that presidents can do. And Obama...
Well, is
that
fight still going on up here?
Oh, you know what? I'm surprised they haven't done it.
That whole area around Mount Shasta that they're trying to turn into a wilderness area?
Trying to do all that stuff. That's where you want to fight, buddy. Get into that. This is named after a gentleman, a president that the residents of Alaska never called it McKinley. They've called it Denali all this time.
And finally, for the hearts of those construction workers, they were working across the street from a children's hospital, and they did the get well message to the little girl in the window. You know, if you're working ironwork and you're looking through the hospital and you're seeing children that are ill and trying to fight for survival, thank you so much for the hearts. That shows the good spirit of people.
It does. Thanks a lot. Hey, everybody, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Remember, we're going to be talking what carb does to us, among a lot of other different things with our guests that are coming in. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Arraignment a short time ago for a man charged with capital murder in the fatal shooting of a suburban Houston sheriff's deputy, Darren Goforth. He was shot and killed while filling his gas tank in Cypress, Texas on Friday night. Harris County DA Devin Anderson says she had to try a case similar to this just last year.
And I really never wanted to have to do this again. And I can't believe that Friday night I was out at a scene looking at an officer dead on the ground.
The suspect, Shannon Miles, allegedly fired 15 shots from behind, hitting the officer in the head and the back, what's been described as an ambush, an execution-style killing, Miles being held without bond. North to Alaska. President Obama heading to the 49th state for a 3-day visit, being denounced by state Republicans. They say it's a propaganda exercise meant to justify job-killing environmental rules. Alaska Oil and Gas Association President Kara Moriarty.